Right. It is now 5:02, so we are actually ready to get started. Do we have a quorum, guys? With three of us is a quorum, isn't it? Okay, so we're ready to get going. And so we'll get our meeting started right now at 5:02. Pursuant to the March 16th notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General and in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held as a virtual conference, right? So we're gonna get started. Our first item is the oath of office, which is a reappointment of Commissioners Stinson and Scarf.
Hi, this is my part. Okay. Raise your right hand, repeat after me. In the name and by the authority of the state of Texas,
In the name and by the authority of the state of Texas.
I, and then you say your name, do solemnly affirm that I will faithfully execute the duties.
I, Danny Scarf, do solemnly affirm that I will faithfully execute the duties.
Of the Office of Board Commissioner of Fort Worth Housing Solutions.
Of the Office of Board Commissioner of Fort Worth Housing Solutions.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend.
And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve,
protect, and defend.
The Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state, so help me God.
The Constitution and laws of the United States
and of this state, so help me God.
That's it. I'll get you the forms to sign next week sometime. Probably just meet for a second to get those done. All right?
All right.
Okay. Thank you for serving another couple of years.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service, guys. all right. So our next item is announcements.
I have one. This is Mary Margaret. I was just going to ask if you would look at your calendars and let Chris know if moving the meeting from the 15th of April, which is the third, Thursday to the 4th, we have a known conflict for Commissioner Ramirez, and he would prefer not to have to miss two meetings in a row. He had a funeral today. So if that would work for everybody to move it to the 22nd, we would appreciate it.
It works for me.
Yeah, it works for me too.
So April 22nd.
But it's not tax day anymore on the 15th, is it?
And that'd be at the regular 5:00 time?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that would work fine.
Okay. If that's one announcement. The other announcement I wanted to make you aware of is we had our controller, Jose Torres, who had been with us for 15 years, has moved on to another opportunity to be closer to home. In Florida. And so he left us. His last day was last week, March 18th. And he had just really been a huge asset for the entire agency, and especially the accounting and finance department. I know Reza and the team really miss him, but he was just a star about the way he made the transition and made sure everybody was ready. And so because of that, we were able to then promote from internally the staff and to cover the loss of that position. So we're excited about the future, excited for him, and just wanted to let you know that he won't be a face that you'll see in the next meeting or so.
Thank you. Yeah, when I got the email, I called him to say goodbye.
I know.
So we had a good little talk. So yes, we'll miss him a lot. He's very pro-agency for sure. Okay, and next item on the agenda is public comments. Do we have any?
Kristen, are you aware of any?
I don't see any.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kristen. Then we'll go forward. The next item is the consent agenda. The statutory consent agenda includes non-controversial and routine items for the board to act upon with a single vote. A board member may ask for an item from the consent agenda to be moved to the regular agenda. So board members, do you have anything that needs to be pulled out of the consent agenda?
Not me.
No, ma'am.
Okay. If not, may I have a motion?
Move for approval.
I second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Let's have it. Okay. Then now we go forward to the regular agenda. First item is development and
storm damage update.
I was ready to just say
asset
management. I was like, that's not what it says. It's storm damage update. Brian, are you available?
Yes, I am. Thank you, commissioners. Storm Uri update is pretty short today, but I think just in general to bring everyone up to date and give you some context. Our meeting last month, board meeting, we were dealing with a major catastrophe. And only thing I can say is what a difference a month makes. We have primarily one property that is having major plumbing issues, and that's the Henderson, but they're being repaired at the property and it's ongoing. One of the distinctions from the Henderson is that when they couldn't shut off sections of the property, so whenever the water was shut off, it shut off for the entire property. And so part of the plumbing is to shut it down, bring it up, shut it down, bring it up. But that's the major issue that we have right now. That is an end date. I think they're telling me by the end of next week, it will be completely repaired and fixed. So that's that property. The other properties that we have primarily are sheetrock repair. For damage that's been done inside as a result of water damage. And there's some of them are being fixed now. If there's any delays, it's a result of getting bids from vendors for the repairs. But all of our properties have sufficient water and sewage and also electrical power. And so we escaped out of last month's storm not without incident, but without no major incidents that impacted the properties. I will say this here as a footnote in closing. As an example, at the Henderson, immediately our team, our staff, Sonia and company, with our property management firms, they got with the residents. They got them hotels. They got them water. They got them food. They got whatever the necessary items that they needed in order to make it through those moments. And we reacted. And I think it's because of that, we paid close attention to it. No stone was unturned. You guys have saw, the news articles and the TV of some of the horrific things that took place. And so I'm pleased to say that our portfolio in general, our 40 plus properties ended up being very well and very well taken care of. And I'll answer any questions. And Mayor Margaret, you can add anything if you want.
No, I would just say that the HCV side has been helping, Sellerstein and her group have been helping voucher holders that are properties we don't own necessarily, but do have to be relocated due to storm damage. So there are a few apartment complexes that we've been working closely with the city staff and other nonprofits like the United Way to try to, do anything we can to expedite relocation vouchers and, get people moved and things stored and all of that. So the whole staff has been working collaboratively with partners across the city to try to get the residents where they need to be for the long term. So I just appreciate everybody's diligence.
I agree.
There's no motion.
Okay. Yep. All right, great.
Oh, Brian, do you want to tell them as part of the development update that they will be receiving invitations to grand openings for Stallion and Patriot Point for next month? So actually, before we see you for the board meeting, we hope to see you outside at the two new properties that we'll be able to celebrate the opening. And I do just want to let you know that the Holston up in North Fort Worth is leasing. And so if you want to take a little trip up 35 and go see that property, we don't have anything planned as of yet, but we will get something on the books. So glad to be getting back to a little bit of normal and being able to gather, safely to celebrate these huge milestones for us.
Yeah, Margaret, just thanks for making that point. We've been, the last 90 days, we've been talking about our construction in progress, when the delivery dates are coming up, and and our pipeline and our MOUs that we have in progress. And you know, this year, even in spite of COVID, you know, we've got a tremendously aggressive schedule with projects coming online, leasing up. Mary Margaret mentioned the two next month with our developer LDG. Both of those are I mean, they're really beautiful properties, and they really fit within the scope that we have of our projects coming online, our new construction projects. Okay. We want to do something special for the Holston, so if we can get that during the summer, Reza reminded me today, that's just a cool name, not just because he's barbers, but the name says it's a cool place to live, elegance. You know, all of that. So Reza was commenting on, I don't want that opportunity to go by. We don't mention that in honor of Ms. Holston as well. So good point.
And hey, while we're in the development space, just wanted to say thank you to you guys, staff, for the tour today of Texas Street. It is incredibly awesome. Can't wait till the move happens. It was pretty exciting. I just want to say I love it. And you know, money and all of that, I mean, that makes it even better because we got such a good deal.
Yeah.
So thank you, Brian, and everybody that has something to do with that today. Okay, so we will go on to our next item, which is update on 2021 agency plan.
So I'll take this one. You guys know that this is a routine item, the agency plan that we submit year after year. We have a five-year plan and then an annual plan. We did our normal submission, but as you may recall, we do have a new field office director in the Fort Worth office. And upon review, he has requested us to make some changes to it, which this is a first for us. So it has an official disapproval, but we have had conversations and know the direction he wants us to go. So we will be making amendments to it and submitting it back for a 45-day comment period, as well as back to you guys for approval. So just wanted you to know that that's happening. Yes, we'll leave it at that, but it's not a big deal. It really has to do with our plans for demolition and disposition of some public housing properties. He just wanted to make it very clear. We don't think it's actually required by the regulations, but we're happy to make it read how he wants it to. It just delays it a little bit. It's not really anything that changes any substantively.
Okay. All right.
Any questions on that? I'm happy to answer any questions.
Hearing none, we'll go on to the next item. Next item is something. Yes.
I think Danny was speaking, but
he's on mute. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Okay, go ahead, Danny.
You're on mute.
He's muted.
Oh.
Mr. Scarth, we're trying to unmute you.
Yeah, somehow, I think y'all moved me anyway. I was just asking, who remind me again who the letter was from?
So the initial plan was submitted back in December. We received a disapproval letter in late February, early March. We responded on March 10th.
I got that. I'm just asking who the position of the gentleman that responded.
It's Byron Gully. He's the field office director for public and Indian housing out of the Fort Worth office here.
Okay. Yeah, he's a regional field officer. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. That's all I need.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. So the next item is to consider a resolution authorizing the president to execute a 5-year legal services agreements with the firms to their respective
areas.
Oh, their respective practice areas. Thank you. On an as-needed basis.
So we submitted an RFP this year to renew our legal agreements with our outside law firms. We had five different areas of practice areas, including general services, litigation, real estate, tax credits, and employment law. And we had nine firms respond, and I'm happy to say that they were all incredibly strong respondents. And so we are recommending that we move forward with engagement letters for all nine responsive firms. The firms responded for different practice areas. So some of them, for example, on bond tax credits, only four of the nine responded for that particular practice area. But we feel like we had really strong responses, really interesting opportunity to use some new counsel for things or to kind of spread the work around a little bit and get make sure that we've got coverage for all of the legal needs for the agency.
So did she say all nine?
Right. So not like Coates Rose's, they do a lot of tax credit mm-hmm. bond work for us, mm-hmm. but then some of the employment attorneys may not have responded to that category. So there's nine spread across. How many categories were there, Heather?
There were five categories. They all responded for general legal services, but then only five of them do litigation all eight of them do litigation. Four of them do bond tax credit. So we would be entering into engagement letters only for the specific practice areas that they had responded for.
Okay.
So we'll basically have a pool of outside real or outside legal counsel to be able to kind of assess is the scale of the legal work or guidance that we need and be able to pick from, I think, a really nice, broad practice area option between all these nine firms. Oh, Mr. Scarth, I think you're muted still.
If, Kristen, if you're our in-house lawyer, does that make them the outhouse lawyers?
Yeah, they don't like to be called that, but, you know.
Hey, for what they get paid, they can get called anything we want.
That's true. That's probably true.
And they'll cash the check. It's fine.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. No hard feelings.
But luckily, we don't have a lot of outside litigation that happens, right? It's more bonds, tax credits, that kind of thing.
Yeah. The litigation that we have is there's evictions. So those are considered litigation. But then mm-hmm. we also have some insurance-related litigation, which up until now, all but one of those types of cases have been covered by an insurance policy. We've had an employment litigation matter that was outside of our insurance coverage. So for the most part, it's not going to be that many firms that we need for that particular need. But again, we can kind of assess if it's a small-scale project versus something larger that might need a larger staff or, you know, more capacity. We've got the full breadth of options with these nine firms to be able to customize, the law firm to what our legal needs are.
And this is only asking for engagement letters to enter into the ability to start a matter with them on an hourly basis if a need arises, correct?
Right, yes. So if we didn't have, for example, if we didn't have any employment law needs in the coming year, we wouldn't be paying a monthly retainer of any kind. It would just be if we needed them, we've got that pool available to choose from. And then we'd engage with them on an hourly basis based on the fees that have been approved as part of this resolution.
I would move for approval.
Got a second it?
You're muted. Mr. Stinson, can you unmute?
How about now?
Yes.
Something's happening on my screen. I've got you guys in my, who's in the meeting, but I've lost the agenda.
Okay, well, that's the last item.
So, oh, good. Second the motion. Ah, okay. There it is. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. So at this time,
Terry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to say, I'm actually going to remove the executive session. Okay. We're going to table that until next month.
Okay, great. I think Mary Margaret was just telling me that. So thank you, Heather. And if that is the case, I believe our meeting is ready to be adjourned. Any other comments from anyone for anything?
Brevity is a virtue.
Brevity.
Okay, well, we will be brief. We will adjourn this meeting at 5:23 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. All right. Have a good evening. Thank you.